Everybody has their celebrity look-alike, right? You see it on Instagram all the time, people posting like, this is who I look like. Mm-hmm. I had a longtime girlfriend that said she looked like Giselle. No, she didn't.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I like how people pick their own. That's always good.
Nice try. Anyway, the guy on the phone today says he usually does pretty good in the dating department because he looks like Joe Manganiello. You know who that is?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know who that is. Take your shirt off now, please.
I remember the name.
He's been in the Magic Mike movies.
Oh, yeah.
He was engaged, or I don't know if they ended up getting married, to Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, they're married. Yeah. He's married to Sofia Vergara. So, anyway, this guy says that he looks like him. I don't know if that does anything for anybody, but here you go. Hey, what's up, Kevin? How are you?
Good.
So do you actually look like Joe Manganiello, or you just think you do, and all your friends laugh at you behind your back?
I mean, they might laugh behind my back, but a lot of women told me that I do look like him. So
if
they do laugh behind my back, well, I'm the one bringing home the babes.
The babes. All right.
So you're bringing home the babes, except for one who you want to call today for a second date update. What's her name?
Her name is April.
April?
And did she say anything about your doppelganger?
Well, she didn't have to. It's on my dating profile.
Oh, God.
So do you have pictures of him and of you on your profile, or just you, and you say you look like him?
Well, I have the pictures of him just so, you know, so people know I'm not full of it.
Okay. Well, I mean, it obviously impressed her because you guys went out, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe that works on a dating profile.
Well, you know, you put up a number of pictures, so, you know, I put some pictures of him so they can see I'm not, you know. So a lot of times people don't recognize just the name, so that, but once they see his picture, they know who, you know.
And then they're like, oh, that is, okay, he does look like the guy from Magic Mike, so I'll go out with him because I really liked that movie. Like,
maybe. I'm not going to complain if that's the case.
Yeah, whatever works for you, man. So what did you guys do when you went out?
We actually went to a comedy club. We had a good time.
Nice.
Did you drink heavily, or did you guys keep it pretty mellow?
I had a few drinks, a couple of shots, and a beer or two. And, you know, she had her wine.
A typical comedy club.
Yeah. So overall, how do you think it went?
I thought everything went great. What I normally do is I take women to comedy clubs because the beauty of it is that the comics do all the job for you. They get them in a good mood. They get them laughing, you know, and that's it. And then after that, most of the times, you know, they're ready to put out. And you don't have to do much work for it.
All right. So you take them to comedy clubs so they laugh and they're in a good mood, and most likely they will hook up with you after.
Well, yeah, because then the date went great and you did minimal effort.
Because they laughed, they're like, I'm with this guy. He must be funny because I've been laughing the whole time and you don't have to actually tell a joke.
Exactly. I mean, I created that whole date that whole time. Whether it was me who made her laugh or not, it doesn't matter. It was the fact that they have a good time while being with me.
You know, I'm not going to lie. You sound kind of slimy, man. Like, your whole goal of the date is to hook up at the end, and you have, like, a routine for all the women that you go out with.
But how is that slimy? Don't you go out on dates to try to hook up with somebody or meet somebody that you're going to eventually hook up with?
But I go out on dates to get to know people, not for the end being of just getting naked with them that evening.
But we do get to know each other. That's part of it.
It just depends how well you get to know each other.
As long as you're honest and you're finding women who are also with the same goal.
That's the whole goal of dating, to eventually meet somebody you're going to be checking up with.
Yeah, that's true, man.
But it doesn't look like it worked out in this instance, right? Or did it?
No, it didn't really work out. At the end, all I got was a hug and a kiss. I mean, the only thing I can think of is perhaps I was being too smooth, and she's used to dating idiots. I mean, she said so herself.
Okay.
But you were too smooth is your analysis of the date.
Well, yeah. I mean, it could be that, or it could be that she's just not used to going out with somebody like me. I mean, like I said, I look like Joe Manganiello, you know, and I do get a lot of attention. I mean, we're out, people are doing double takes, especially a lot of women. And then, of course, I look back at them. Maybe, you know, she felt maybe she felt intimidated.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
I'm kind of intimidated talking to you, honestly.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Is this unusual for you not to take a woman back to your place after a date?
It is. It is. I mean, usually, at least, at the very minimum, if I don't take them back to my place, I get to second base or something.
Okay.
At the very minimum. But none of that happened. Like I said, it was a kiss on the cheek and a hug and a thank you. And there I am thinking I want my money back or something.
So do you want to call her to try to go out with her again, or do you want to ask for your money back?
No, I mean, I actually liked her, you know, so I was, you know, I've been texting her and calling her, but she's not returning my calls or texts.
Is it only because she denied you that you want to call her?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was definitely part of it, but I would love to go out with her again. I thought we had a great time. Maybe we can do something else. I don't know, take her to the circus or something.
The circus?
The circus.
Another good mood date setter?
You enjoy taking people out to shows.
Yeah.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
All right.
All right, hang on.